The Orchestra of St. Luke's season continues on November 1st at Carnegie Hall with the first orchestra concert called Elisa's Haydn, featuring cellist Elisa Weilerstein. The concert contains music of Haydn and Mozart. Nicholas McGeegan conducts. Then jumping ahead in time and by date, on November 8th at 7:30 at St. Thomas Church, they will perform Brahms' German Requiem, John Scott conducting. Back to Haydn and Carnegie Hall for a performance of his masterful oratorio The Creation on December 21st at 8 p.m. Harold Rosenbaum conducts the Orchestra of St. Luke's and the New York Virtuoso Singers. You're listening to Robert Kraft lead the Orchestra of St. Luke's in a newish Naxos release of music by Stravinsky, this the final movement from that composer's Dumbarton Oaks Concerto.
Thank you.
turn now to our chat with the newly appointed principal conductor of the Orchestra of St. Luke's, Pablo Harris Casado, who makes his season debut on February 7th at 8 p.m. in Carnegie Hall. He'll now tell us about that concert.
Let's talk about some specific things with this orchestra as far as repertoire. You've got some favorites of the standard symphonic canon, which I'm sure you'll bring to them, but this orchestra is also known for putting its stamp on very specific composers through a rich recording history. What's the plans for the first season to sort of meld their strengths and their history with your passions? Because you do have some. And I'm talking about the standard symphonic canon here.
Well, the first season for me, it's focusing on the concert I have in February at Carnegie Hall. That will be my first appearance with the orchestra in town, because so far it's been in Cullamore before. So, and my debut at Stern Auditorium, Carnegie Hall, so that would be our main statement. And as the only program I'm doing next season with them there, I think the program we have there resumes very well and shows very well the way we want to do things together for the future. It relates and it mixes very well. I'm a program which looks and which shows, let's say, a very broad combination of strong, important and traditional, let's say, composers, but mixed and offered in a different way with some new aspects or with some, say...
You're doing like the Hans Zander transcriptions of Debussy preludes.
Exactly. We're starting with Egmont Overture and then Chopin with Christian Zacharias. But after the intermission, I love the way that after Chopin, we continue with a pianistic piece, which is Debussy Prelude for piano, right after Chopin. Also, it's not far away, the tradition from Chopin to Debussy in the approach to the piano, etc. And we are giving the U.S. premiere of an orchestration by Hans Zander, an actual composer, not so well known in America, but a very important composer and also conductor in Germany. So this is already giving a new perspective of one of history's greatest composer, Debussy, with new light in an orchestration. And then followed by Schumann, which is again one of the big composers, but the Fourth Symphony, but in an existing version that very few people know. Even musicians, they are surprised by the previous version, that the popular one, which was written 10 years earlier and which was Brahms' favorite because it's much, let's say, more transparent, lighter in texture, that brings the musical ideas in Brahms' words in a better and more clear way.
Those were first thoughts of Schumann too, right? And then he thickened it up, as it were.
Exactly. So after writing the Second and Third Symphony, he went back to the Fourth Symphony again. And
another aspect of this orchestra is they have a very impressive history of doing new music, impressive history of commissions, U.S. premieres, New York premieres. Now, your background goes right along with this. These streams flow right next to each other. So how do you approach? You've already won praise for doing, in Canada, you got an award for doing John Adams Nixon in China. So American music is not unfamiliar to you.
Not at all.
Talk about your approach to bringing new music and keeping this orchestra focused on bringing new music.
Well, this very first kind of important but timid attempt of bringing this Hans Zander, an American premiere of the Debussy, is already... I mean, this program was already fixed before I was appointed principal conductor, but then I thought I need to give a twist to it and to make a bit of a statement. Why don't we add this to bring something new, something... But anyway, from the future, we have already in our plans to make an important commission for the 2014-15 season, and we want first to make this... premiere in New York, and we want to tour also with that commission. And I cannot say yet who will be composer, but this is one of the important goals of this period.
But it must have been exciting for you. I mean, it's one of the reasons probably you've chosen the position too, is this orchestra does have a history of
absolutely
very strong.
The Orchestra of St. Luke's 2012-2013 season continues with chamber concerts on March 3rd, 6th, and 8th of 2013, the first at the Brooklyn Museum and the other two at the Morgan Library and Museum. The concerts are called Spin Paris, with music of Saint-Saëns, Debussy, Ravel, and a premiere of an Orchestra of St. Luke's commissioned work by Sean Shepard. The spinning notes you hear now are the Orchestra of St. Luke's performing The Shaker Loops, Part 1, Shaking and Trembling, music of John Adams, the composer, conducting. Thank you.
Thank you.